Blog Talk Radio.
The radio show talking about the threat to the UK and world through creeping Sharia, Sharia law, Islamization, Islamist, and political correctness. These issues and more will be discussed on the East Anglian EDL radio show. The EDL co-host and wingman, Kel Fritzy, is also on board as she offers her unique perspective from Canada. Listen to her on her program, Red Fox, as well. And we have Poppy, our field correspondent, bringing in the latest news as headlines break. Listen on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time for a great dose of information, insight, and telling it like it is. This show does not hold back as it delves into the issues that affect England and the Western world. Thank you for joining East Anglian's EDL radio show as we share our voices and welcome yours, too.
We're coming!
Coming down the road, but we're coming across the airways. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the East Anglia's EDL radio show, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. And the co-host of the show tonight is Kel, a.k.a. Red Fox. Good evening, Kel. Good to see you this evening. I hope you're well.
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
Every time I seem to say, when you come back to me about, I'm not well. Ladies and gentlemen, I've not been well all day today, but never mind. Just one of those things. I think the flu has got into me. It's caught out of me. So, apart from that, okay, Kel.
Well, you know what? I think it's this transition. Whether England and where I am in Canada, we're pretty much on the same latitude and longitude, as it were. I'm probably getting that totally backwards. And geography, people, was not my strong suit in high school, so back off.
That's me. It's me.
But it's the transition weather, because I was feeling, let me see, today is Thursday. Tuesday I was fine. Yesterday I couldn't move a muscle, and I couldn't keep any of my food down. I couldn't even drink water without it coming back up. And I went to bed, and I slept 11 hours, and now I'm a tickety-boo again. So hopefully that's just a temporary thing for you as well.
Yeah. No, I've had it a couple of days now. It's just that today I felt more shaky, because I didn't fancy anything to eat today, and that's unusual for me. And one thing I've been worried about, because I'm I've fancied a cup of tea either, so that's a bad sign, isn't it? That's when I know I'm poorly, when I don't want a cup of tea. Oh, my goodness me.
That's freaking me out.
No, I'll be okay. I'll probably have a cup of tea a bit later on during the show when we're playing a little interlude or something like that. But just before we come on, didn't we say we had some breaking news that was coming in from Luton Town Hall there, Kel?
Yeah, and this is really important, and Papia sent this to us, and this is regarding the voting for the new police and crime commissioner in Luton. It had been disrupted by town hall evacuation. Now, people in Luton Town Center, they had to vote for their new PCC in the street following a security threat at the town hall.
Oh.
Yeah, they're voting in the street. Because
can you believe
the offices,
this, gentlemen?
Yeah, the offices, they had to be closed and evacuated, and this was confirmed by the Bedfordshire Police. They have set up a cordon, and police and fire officials, they remain at the scene. A police spokesman said a phone call to the town hall at about 3:40 hour, your time, GMT, prompted the security alert. Now, the building, it was evacuated as a precaution, but the ballot boxes for the PCC elections, they had been set up outside the town hall, and voting has now been moved to the library. So I thought it was really important to bring this up because voting is still going on. The polls don't shut until 10 p.m. tonight.
My goodness me.
So if there's people listening on their mobiles or other devices other than on their computer or near in the car or something and you're going to vote, you just might want to be made aware of that.
Yeah, just be aware that... And I'll lay you any money, ladies and gentlemen, that it is from the religion of peace that have been giving these threats out. I'll lay you money to that, guys, once we find out exactly what's going on. Am I surprised? No. I'll be quite honest with you, Kel. No, I'm not surprised, but because we know... the way things are in Luton as well. So, I think it's don't forget that's where it's a hotbed of Islamists around there. You've got to remember, guys, this is the hotbed of Islamists. This is where we've had lots of suicide bombers that have come from the Luton area. So of course, people are going to be very conscious of this, the Islamists there. Thank you so much, Poppy, for bringing that breaking news and so that we could share that to anybody listening out there who's going along to maybe vote or something. Just take precautions, guys. Just take precautions. Do what you've got to do. Do your voting. But just be careful.
Yeah. I'll put the links in the chat room in a minute.
Thank you, Kel.
Oh, and here's another gem, and Poppy just sent this as well. And actually, both of these articles come from Hidden British News, and of course, one of our best resources around here, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, apparently, UK Muslims and leftists are planning a violent riot in central London over the Israel-Gaza conflict.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're planning a riot in central London. And this is fresh off the presses, too.
So, of course, if that's the case, what are the police going to do? Are they going to run away once again? They're going to run away from the riots? Because they could have run in away.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
I wonder. Or are they going to do their jobs? Are they going to stand their ground and be like men, but no, I can see them running away. I don't know. I think they've got a really, really true. They really made themselves look silly now. Are these people deciding to cause a riot over what's going on? Then that's to have the police to bring all the whatever riot stuff we've got, the fire hoses, wagons, the lot to bear on these people. If that's what they're trying to do, they've got their powers now. They can do it if they want, can't they? So, they've been given, after their other riots, this was confirmed that any future uprisings or something like that, these sort of things will be used. So, yeah, it just goes to show you what these people are like. What we're going to call a riot. Yeah, right. Oh, it's enough. It annoys me. I wonder, you know, it's out there. I wonder how many of the police that are going to check on these people. Some of these people have been dropping this information out there. And checking out all the details and that. Because that's inciting violence.
Exactly. Well, apparently, it was uncovered that there were active Mujahideen members. They were spotted roaming around central London.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, what's even more frightening is the thought of these Islamic militants taking part in a Muslim leftist riot in Britain's capital. Like, this is the Mujahideen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the police and the security services have got to do their jobs. That's what they're paid for. That is their jobs. And if they can't do it, then leave out there. They can't do themselves. Put the troops on the streets to deal with it. That's what we said before. If you can't deal with it, it's too much, you know, too much of a hard job, then put the soldiers on the streets. Let the streets be safe with our soldiers there. That's what I look at it now. But hopefully they will do their job. You know, because they need to.
Well, apparently one of them posted a mission statement, and they described their violent plan as, quote, "Israel has just attacked Gaza. So we are calling on everyone to get down to Kensington High Street for 5:30 p.m. tonight for a big riot. Bring petrol bombs, rocks, etc. Turn Kensington into a war zone."
Oh, my. Was this tonight?
Yeah, this was just posted today. Alex just posted
today. I hope the police have got that and they understand what these people are trying or planning. I hope they've got that information now. Because, it's quite a bit later than 5:30 now, so I haven't heard anything on these, but they would keep it quiet. I think it's going off. So,
They just might be blowing sunshine.
Mm.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show. But if someone's that is incitement to violence, and basically that is a crime, you'll be sentenced to prison for that. Whoever said that is a prisonable sentence. That is for what was said there, Cal.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
Unbelievable. And there's a video in here in the article as well, and this is a reference to the Muslim attack on the London police of January 3rd of 2009. And now, this first riot, it featured Muslims intimidating London police and forcing them back while yelling, "Allah Akbar," and "Run, cowards, coffers, swine, pigs." They shoved, beat, and harassed them with impunity. Now, this is the largest city in Europe, in the heart of the West. Britain has imported the Middle East and Islam into its capital. So,
Go on, Kel, sorry.
No, I want to post this right in the chat room right now for everybody.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to bookmark it for later, like I say, the video, it's close to 10 minutes long. So if you want to watch that later on at, you know, when you can.
Yeah, it was one of the embarrassing.
There, I just posted it.
Yeah, it was embarrassing to watch police acting in that way. It's a very cowardly act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was calling them Kufar cowards and run, they're going to, it's not, you know, it made me feel ashamed. I think, my goodness me, where's the backbone in our police? But there you go, these are the days that we live in, Kel. But thanks for that, thanks for talking about that. So, well, guys, if you want to call in at all, we got someone calling in. Got two people calling in already, Kel.
Right on.
I was wondering if I should take. The first one I see is Alexander. So I was wondering if I'd take him or not. Yeah. Okay then. Should I take this one, Kel?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Yep, boss. Right on.
Okay. Yeah, well, welcome to this evening's EDL radio show, Alex Order. Go ahead.
Hello, comrade.
Yeah, go ahead. Is there anything we can do for you?
Yes, I wanted to ask a serious question, if that's okay.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about, serious questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, good, yes. I was just wondering why you're a bunch of racist cunts.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. Now, bugger off. There's a good... Oh, don't you love them? Don't you love them? Right, so anyway, moving on, we might, I don't know, this is Jimmy Russell, this is the East Anglian ZDL radio show, go ahead, what can we do for you?
Hello?
Hiya,
I was just wondering what your opinion on religious intolerance was.
Religious what, sorry?
I was wondering what your opinion was on religious intolerance.
Religious intolerance. What do you mean, like with Islam, the way that their intolerance rules other faiths? You mean like that?
Yeah, yeah. I was just like wondering what your opinion on the Muslim community was.
I think they're very much intolerant towards any other faiths out there, there, Jimmy. But as you see, what game of the background? Sorry about that. I think as I said, it's very intolerant. Sorry Jimmy, you had a lot of things playing in the background there, didn't you, Kel? So I'll just put you on hold.
Yeah, there's a little bit of feedback going on there.
Okay. As I say, the intolerance does seem to come from Islam, doesn't it? It's nothing else's intolerance towards Islam, it's Islam's intolerant to any other faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't adhere to its, you know, because people don't adhere to sort of for Islam. Well, nothing to do with bloody Islam. Quite as you are, I've got my faith, I'll stick to my faith. I don't need Islam pushed down my throat.
Right. Oh, and Alexander is trying to call back in again, and Alexander, I hung up on you because we do not tolerate swears like that on this program. If you want to call back in one day when you grow up and you can be civilized, Jeff will be more than happy to have a conversation with you. All right,
that's
sorry,
right.
Bob. Just had to say that.
No, that's what I'm saying. We'll get there. We just want to be idiots. But as I say, all they've done is put on mute and we'll just... Bin them, you know, that's no problem, is it? But, ladies and gentlemen, we're always going to get those type of people, always, you know, and so, you know, they come on, they say their piece, make themselves look total idiots, because that's what they do, isn't it, Kel? And then all I do is just mute them, you know, no problem. As I say, I see Jimmy G. Russell's back, and I was wondering whether... Because he had a bit of feedback coming in now. I was wondering, should we try again with him, Kel?
Yeah, give him one more try, because it might have been his cell phone going off or something.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Jimmy. You're live. Let's go. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. It was my younger brother was playing some shit. He was playing some stuff when it came through.
Okay. No problem, yeah, because I thought you just had a bit of feedback and that, so... was there any other questions you wanted to ask there, Jimmy?
Well, on the topic of religion, I was wondering, obviously, there is quite a lot of Muslim people coming into the country and can... Like, there is, like, the law that can... You're allowed to believe what you want and stuff, but I was just wondering, like, do you think that... If it was possible that we should just like send them all back to like some other foreign country or something, or do you think that they have the right to
go? I'd be quite honest with you, Jimmy. As I see it, I think that would be a serious problem to actually send them all back. You know what I mean? I know what you're saying, but I think that would be a serious issue about doing it. If we can maybe. You know, stop this. You know, the way that we get this, these militants and all that. If we can stop that, You know, and basically, if I was in charge of the country, I'll tell you this now, Jimmy, I would totally cap who's coming to this country for the next 10 years, because I think
Definitely. We
are coming to that stage now that we are full up in the UK. That's if I was in power, that was what I'd do. I'd try to make sure we got that through. But to send them all home, send them where they come from, unless they're doing crimes against the nation as such, I think that'd be quite a difficult problem there, if you know what I mean. But I can see where you're coming from, though.
Yeah. There's another problem that I've been having at my hometown, and the thing is that, like, we have a mosque near, and I'm not Muslim, obviously, but we have a mosque near where we live, and every morning, I think it's every second morning, I'm not sure what the time is, but, like, every morning, really early, they always play, like, their religious music and pray, but they're, like, playing it down our
call to prayers, Jimmy, you mean? That call to prayers drives you mad,
doesn't it? They do that every morning, it keeps me and my family awake, and it's terrible.
I think basically it comes down to they just like to wind people up with this stupid call to prayer, and it does grate your nerves. I'll be quite honest with you, because my friend Sean, who lives in town, and there's a mosque on the other side of the road from where he lives. And that's the same thing. My mate's dad, he does night work. And when he comes home at night, you know, he expects to get his sleep. But he's woke up about 7 o'clock in the morning with his calls of prayer. It drives him mad. But you see, this is it. But nothing gets said about these people, though. That's the problem. Nothing gets said. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very difficult. What to do, because if we was making we wasn't keeping people awake, this, that, and the other, and we made a complaint, or it was us, then they'd come around and say, like, if you don't stop it, blah blah, we're going to take this way and that way. But with these Muslims, that don't seem to happen, does it, Phil?
Think
we do live in a two-tier system, Jerry. That's the problem is. But anyway, I'll answer two questions there, Jimmy. So you was breaking a little bit. I think maybe it was something in the background or whatever, but not too sure what it is. But, Kel, I was wondering, what I might do is just make yourself a little drink. It's just a bit dry. And I was wondering if we should play a little bit of music just for a few minutes or so while I get some refreshment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you in the mood for?
I don't mind, really. let me think. We must... Excuse me, Kel. We must resist. How about that, yeah?
Okay, I've got it right in front of me.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
News of the world said we are hooligans. We're the only people to defend your rights. And I won't stand by and watch this country die. So roll Britannia with the
Knights and the Bandits. Always gets the old blood stirring, doesn't it, there, Kill That Tune?
It does.
It is one of my favourites, actually. I love that tune.
And just to let you know, you have another caller on the air. His name is Rye Stensel, and he has a question about the employment situation in England.
Okay. Right. Let me bring you up, bring you in. Okay. Rye Stensel, welcome to Stanger's Radio Radio. Yeah, good to see you.
It's good to see, hear you. I'd just like to talk about, the current job situation in the UK and, well, for me, more in Scotland because of that's where I live, but
yeah.
It's all over the UK, to be that honest, please. Just with all, because England and Scotland seem to have, and all the UK for that matter, seem to have opened arms to absolutely anybody who wants to come in. And, as somebody who's looking for a job currently, it's incredibly difficult to get work, you know?
Certainly is there, right? I agree with you, but it does seem to, this is what's so annoying about it, they know the situation, but they still keep flooding the gates, don't they?
Yeah.
I've heard there's going to be 10,000 Romanian and Bulgarians going to come through next year. Have you heard that? I know, what are they doing?
I have heard that, but if that is the truth, then I'm shocked and outraged at that.
I agree.
I personally don't think they should be allowed to come over to Britain and take our jobs.
No, I'm the same with you. You know, we've got enough. Well, not very funny. We've done our bit, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we must now put a cap on who comes into this country. I mean, don't forget, we're in for a triple whammy. You know, we're sort of in a recession and a bad one. And all the government keeps doing is still flooding the country with foreigners. It's just, I don't know what you think. I think it's total madness. Why do they do that?
It seems to be, you know, I don't want to sound racist here or anything, but it seems to be jobs for anybody who wants to come over, but not for the British. And we really need jobs just now because of the economy, you know. We're screwed pretty much, and we really, really need jobs, but everybody else seems to be getting them. And not us.
I agree, and you know what? I've got the same sentiment as you. It's wrong. It must be addressed. I wish I could pull the power strings and I was in power, because that's something I'd do. Cap who's been into this country, I would do that right across the board. Right, that's got to stop. We can't afford to take anybody else in this country, even though the European party says we're obligated. Well, you know what? They'd get my middle finger and say, well, stuff you. We've done our obligations. If you don't like it, too bad. Because it's becoming beyond a joke now, isn't it? No one can get a job. And, you know, it's very difficult, isn't it? Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't agree anymore, really. And we used to have a saying in my family where I had a brother called Jimmy who used to have he used to carry around a packet of crisps with him everywhere he went.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he got incredibly mad because he was actually mute, so he couldn't speak to us to tell us how he was feeling, but when he was really mad, he used to, really rustle a bag of crisps. So we had a saying in my family that when we were pissed off excuse my French there, but when we were really mad, that it used to really rustle my jimmies, and it does, you know, this current situation. That's the only thing I can think to describe it.
I know. I mean, we can all see it, and we can see these politicians are complacent to what's going on. They live, don't they? This is the trouble, right, Rise Denzel? They live in their ivory towers. It's okay for them inviting people into. They've got to find the houses for them, this, that, and the other, the housing councils and. And their people might be waiting on the housing list for God knows how long.
Personally,
the back of the queue.
I've been on it myself for 5 years, you know. It's insane.
Oh, God.
I know, that's terrible.
It's terrible, brother. I feel for you. It's, things have got to change in this country. In our country, things have got to change, you know, because it's wrong. As I say, we are heading to a really serious problem over the next 6 months, I think. It's a triple whammy. This is what the banks have been threatening. So this is, we've got serious issues in this problem in this country.
Oh,
we
yeah.
might see things like going on what we've seen in Greece and things like that soon, austerity laws coming, and that could really mess a lot of things up for everybody. So I don't pray that don't happen, because you know, affects everybody, and it's going to be really serious issues to deal with. But yeah, but I do feel, I know what you mean there, brother. I'm very much, you know, with you. You know,
To mention with like the housing market and that, as you said, as I said, I was on it for 5 years, and on that time I was staying in B&Bs and hotels. You know, I must have went to 9,000 Wylam or something. You know, I lost count. You know, there was thousands of them. You know.
Oh dear, so I saw you being pushed around like you had there, brother.
You know, so,
have they promised you anything then?
They've not.
Right?
They really haven't. It's terrible.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. As I say, I'll be thinking of it. Your luck changes a little bit in the future. Got to say thank you so much for calling. It was a pleasure to take your call, and I do feel for you. You see, this is what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy here, Rice Stencil, he's been pushed around pillar to post, trying to, you know, just have a home to live in. And this is what happens when they keep flooding our gates with foreigners, and people like Ryan Stencil have been pushed at the back of the queue. He's been pushed to pillar to post. So that's what we're saying. It is wrong. It does need to be addressed. People like you, after this time, right, if I was clear, I'd say, people like yourself, by this time, you should be rehoused. You should at least a little flat or something like that. But
I should have.
Yeah, but anyway, good luck to you for the future there, right? So thank you so much for calling. I'll be calling again. If there's any questions you want to ask in future, please do. You know, we have the shows Thursday, Friday, and Sundays. Please call in, because it's a great call. So once again, brother, you take care. Okay?
You too, mate. You too.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye, mate. Okay, what a great call there, Carl. What a great call.
Yeah, and you can hear the frustration in his voice as well. We get a lot of calls like that, and they're just a rot with frustration.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's very difficult to be, to listen to what people got to say. If I had some sort of powers, we would make things happen, because it's wrong. It really is wrong what's going on in our countries, you know. That man's been pushed from pillar to post. For 5 years, and he's lost count how many places they've moved him to. This is what's saying how bad things are, Kel. But they're quick enough to find, you know, immigrants a place. They're quick enough for that, but someone's born in their own country are struggling. It's disgusting. It really is. But I just, it just needs someone to kick them out the backside and say, come on, these people deserve their homes. They've been waiting long enough. But I hope that we rattle cages out there on our show, Kel. I really do. You know, we rattle cages, make them think seriously. You know, some people are really suffering. If we could do our bit, so be it. Hey, Kel? But once again,
that's right.
It was a great call. Great call.
Hey, I just learned something today regarding Blog Talk Radio, and I did not realize this until 5 minutes ago.
Really?
And I'm not happy, and you are not going to be happy either, Jeff.
Oh,
do you
know
that Blog Talk Radio can override the radio host and mute people?
No, I didn't know that.
No, I just learned it today, and Poppy and other people in the chat room were saying, yeah. For example, if you use a phrase, a particular phrase, maybe three times, in a bit of a time span, Blog Talk Radio will mute that person. And guess who they muted?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So what are they doing? Put the super admins in the chat.
Yeah, but they automatically go in and mute the person. And guess who they muted?
No, who?
Tom.
No.
Yeah. Who also happens to be on the line.
Oh, my word.
I know.
I'm just shocked. I'm shocked. So I wish this is a new thing that they're doing this moment. So
I don't know if it's always been a policy or what it is, but it was news to me.
Oh, my goodness me. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I really am. I thought there was a bit above that sort of thing, you know. Quite a big girl. But if that's the case, then disgraceful.
Oh, I know. Well, like, Poppy's saying, well, you know, it's Blog Talk Radio, and it apparently it's always been that way. And Poppy said that she's been muted a few times herself.
Oh. Well, that's true. I didn't know. I've got to admit, I didn't know that. So it seems like that has been the norm then for a while. So it's not new as such, like, yeah, Kel?
So, I was wondering,
should we bring Tom in for a couple of minutes, or was we going to do
well, before he thinks we hate him.
Oh, bless him. Yeah, he knows better than that, doesn't he? He knows better than that. Yeah, Tom, good to see you, bro. What's all this about you being muted, son?
I put lions in 3 times when he said, oh, what song shall we have? I was muted for very long, so thank God, Kel, you jumped onto it there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I had a little help from Poppy.
Yeah. I've got a bit of advice for your last caller. What was his name?
Rice. Oh, my goodness me. Kel?
Rice
Pencil. Is he still here at all?
There was Rice Pencil, and we still have a Jimmy Russell.
Oh, right.
On the line with us.
Yeah, just for that Ryzen, if he's still here. If they're messing you about like that, maybe, because I work with Housing for All, what you can do is whenever you can, go to your housing office and you can declare yourself legally homeless, and legally they're meant to find you a house within 2 to 3 days. And if you don't, you can actually appeal for it, to say that you've been messed around this much. And they're meant to find you either alternative shelter, small council flat, that, and that'll suit you, and you'll automatically get your benefits sorted. So if you're still there, mate, give that a try whenever you can.
Yeah, they've been messing about 5 years, I reckon.
Yeah. You know, he can declare himself legally homeless if he's moving about like that, until they found something permanent for him.
If you're listening to what Tom's got to say, go down and declare yourself homeless, and make sure you fill out. There's a form you fill out, isn't there, Tom? This, that, and the other.
Yeah, it's just like 5 questions, really, because I'll do them for Hull.
Yeah, so if you're listening, bro, just fill that in. And as Tom said, they should sort you out. Is it between 1 to 2 weeks or so, isn't it, Tom? Something like that.
No, it's 2 to 3 days, they're meant to find them.
Oh, well, it's something that he can look into, because he's 5 years they've been pushing that gentleman around. That's a long time, isn't it?
Right, too long. If you lived in Hull, I would have sorted you out years ago.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Rise Uncle. Had someone sorted you out, brother.
And something for your first caller, too. I'm going to shout. If you're still here, you do understand that if Jeff or Kel put in a complaint about your call, your Skype number and your IP address can be traced, and what you've said is actually classed as illegal because there could be children listening in. So I thought I'd give you a little bit of a warning there.
Well done, Tom.
Well done.
What was we going to do this evening, Kel? Well, I don't know whether we should do a rundown of who's in the chat room this evening? Do you think we should do that? Oh, it looks busy, Kel. Wow.
Oh, yeah, sure. And just to let you know that Jimmy Status, who is still on the line, he is Rise.
Oh, right.
So just to let you know that.
Oh, nice one. So he can hear exactly what we're talking about. Oh, there you go there, Jimmy. There you go. So, lovely. So, you heard what Tom said, didn't you, there, mate?
No, he missed it.
No, he could hear you. Oh, he was in the bathroom. What, maybe if you mention it again, Tom, just go
ahead, mate. What you do, mate, go down to your local housing office and declare yourself legally homeless, and the legal is supposed to find you somewhere within 2 to 3 days, and if they don't, you can actually appeal for that. Just say, yeah, I've been messed around for this long. You know, I need something permanent. They might put you in.
Have you tried that, Tom? He said.
Have you tried it? Did you appeal for it? Did you appeal for it? At all?
Did you appeal for it, Jimmy? I'll just wait for him to fly.
Yeah.
They said they have way too many people. And I said, bull. They put me in a bed and breakfast. Yeah. Then kicked me out. Oh, my. Oh. That's where he's been treated, mate. It's wrong, isn't it?
That is wrong, because I wouldn't have that if you lived in all, you know what I mean? What you should do then, mate, if this has happened... Oh, what's that? Oh, well, there's no surprise.
Oh,
there.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's a Muslim, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm just trying to think now. It's like I'm back in the office again, isn't it? Right. If they've kicked you out after 2 weeks, mate, to trade for somebody else, did they actually give you a reason why? Because they can't just say, right, that's it, you're out to trade for some Muslim, because they can't do that. They've got to give you a reason. You can't just evict somebody for no reason, because that is actually illegal.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Okay, go to your housing office and try being declaring yourself legally homeless again, and say you want alternative housing or alternative shelter till you can find somewhere permanent for yourself, and they should do that straight away.
They said they needed a place for something. He was getting jumped or something or other. So they need a place, and they picked mine. Oh, there you go.
Right, go to your housing office whenever you can, Riser, and just say you declare yourself legally homeless and say you want alternative shelter. It could just be an overnight thing, you know, see it, roof over your head for the night, cause, you know, it is getting colder now. They'll give you some money. I think it's like £70 that you can go get yourself something to eat and all that. And what they do is, the council should be finding you something for you to keep, and they should give you your benefits almost immediately, because that's what I do.
Yeah, so there you go. There's some good advice there for you, Jimmy. I hope it can help you. Does seem like they've been messing you about for a little while, and I think it's disgraceful. You should have had yourself a little place by now.
I just say, guys, where I work in Hull, I've got to fill out all these, I've got to sign all these applicants who want flats and houses and that, and 70% are Polish or Muslims, and if I've got a Pakistani family who want this flat on Springbank, and I've got a teenage single mum, you know, you've got to prioritise it, so this teenage mum's going to get the flat. And this Pakistani family's going to have to wait. I mean, Jimmy, they should be prioritising it. You know, if they've just done that because he was getting jumped, that's not actually a good enough reason, because you've got nowhere else to go.
That's right. That's it. But so anyway, Tom, thanks for the info for Jimmy there. Hopefully that will help you, Jimmy. So I do feel for you, mate. For 5 years without a home, you know, without keys to your front door, it's a bloody long time, isn't it? But anyway, Tom, I'm just what I was going to do is I'm not sure whether what we're going to do for this evening. Let me put you on hold a minute.
I just called in to tell her.
Okay. Kel, was we going to do something about Churchill tonight? Was it something we was going to do?
We have a speech from Winston Churchill, actually, that I thought you would I'd like to hear.
I was just thinking, just as I was talking to Tom, I was thinking, I think we've got to move on with some things that we needed to do this evening. So, hope you don't mind, guys. It's just that we discussed this before the show, and we like to go with the flow of the show, and that we can bring any of our calls back in after, can't we, Kel? Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. But do you want me to say hello to people in the chat room for you?
Yes, please, Kel. Yes, please. Give them a wave.
Hello, everybody. We're waving. Well, there's you and me. That's Jeff and Kel. We have at 12 Iggy Mom. We have Ava Kazab, Alexander Pistolov, Dr. Robert Jones. Kath is here with us. Drake's Drum. And Jimmy Status, who is on the phone with us. We have Ken Pettigrew Show. We have Dead Man 1973, and that is Chris. We have Sean Merrily, Tom English, who was also on the phone with us, and we have Poppy, our field correspondent, a.k.a. Warrior Princess.
Whoa! busy chat room this evening, Kel. Yeah, I've got to apologise once again, guys. I'm not feeling 100% tonight. So I think I've got a little bit of the flu. So I said to Kel, just in case I drop off,
I'll carry on.
Yes, exactly.
We'll get through this.
Yeah, so I've just hopefully tomorrow I'll sleep through tonight and get up in the morning and feel a bit more refreshed because had a bad day today, but tomorrow's another day. Yay.
Yay.
And the show must go on, isn't it, Kel? The show must go
on. That's right.
So, right, we're almost my goodness me, doesn't the time go quick when we're on this show, Kel, doesn't it?
It really does. It goes very, very fast.
So did you want to play that Sir Winston Churchill?
Yeah, and just to let you and the listeners know that there is a bit of a pause, let's let you know. Okay.
Yeah. Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
When Napoleon lay at Boulogne for a year with his flat-bottom boats and his grand army, he was told by someone, "There are bitter weeds in England. There are certainly a great many more of them since the British expeditionary force returned. Sir, I have myself full confidence that if all do their duty, if nothing is neglected, and if the best arrangements are made, as they are being made, we shall prove ourselves once more able to defend our island home, to ride out the storm of war, and to outlive the menace of tyranny, if necessary, for years, if necessary, alone. At any rate, that is what we are going to try to do. That is the resolve of His Majesty's government, every man of them. That is the will of Parliament and the nation, the British Empire and the French Republic, linked together in their cause and in their need, will defend to the death their native soil, aiding each other like good comrades to the utmost of their strength. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields. And in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island, or a large part of it, were subjugated and starving, then our empire, beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old cause, the Battle of France. You know, I expect that the Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be free, and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
Wow. I didn't realise there was more to
there you go.
That's what a powerful speech. I never get tired of listening to that type of speech, because that's what we're all about, isn't it? You know, that British bulldog.
Yeah.
You know, that was
one of his inspirational speeches regarding England entering World War II.
Yeah, it was, and I think people sitting around at the time when they heard that, realised that the gravity of the situation. But with a great leader like him, they did feel more confident in themselves with what was about to happen. I think he did give them that, the British fighting spirit, you know, it's never going to be daunted. And he made that clear time and time again. He was a great war leader, wasn't he, Kel? Absolutely superb, you know. It was a pleasure to hear Sir Winston Churchill. one of my prophets of the times, I say. When the Muslims talk about their prophets, well, we talk about Sir Winston Churchill, people like Sir Enoch Powell. They were the prophets of our times, wasn't they? So that was great. Thanks for that, Kel. That was a blessing listening to that. But also, I've got to just mention that next week, on the 24th of November, there is a demonstration outside Wandsworth Prison on the Common, I think it is. So this is for behalf of Tommy, this political prisoner. So hopefully there's going to be some really good numbers that get there for that day. I hope I'm all right and I can make it myself, but I can't promise anything it's moment on, so I don't think I can even, it's just about to lift a cup of tea up in this moment. But hopefully I'll be fit enough, we'll be going down and doing a demo on behalf of Tommy. So there you go, Kel.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just wondering. Right. Let me see. Do you know what I haven't played for a while, Kel? It's one of my tunes. I've played it for a little while, unless we were... Have we got any articles that we're just going to talk about, Kel?
Well, you know what? Just before I forget, and I put the link in the chat room, have you ever heard of Boohoo Clothing Line?
Really?
It's a UK company.
I don't think I had, quite honest with you, Kel.
No, I've never heard of them either until last night, and this came across my desk. And apparently they are some sort of a clothing line, and they circulated this memo to all of their employees.
Yeah.
I don't know where they put it, maybe on the bulletin board somewhere, but it has the Boohoo logo on it, so that would be their letterhead.
Yeah.
It reads, "Dear all, a quick reminder to everyone that on religious grounds, we request that all employees and agency workers refrain from eating any pork or pork-based products on any company premises. We kindly ask that everyone respect this rule. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to let me know. Kindest regards, Kathy Allison, Human Rights Manager." Human Resources, not Human Rights.
Human Resources,
I have Human Rights,
yeah,
in my mind today because I have another human rights story I want to share with you later. But it's from Kathy Allison, Human Resources Manager.
This is how bad it's getting now when they're telling you what you're allowed to eat. How dare they tell you what you're allowed to eat and what you're not allowed to eat? That is unbelievable. That goes against everything we believe. I just can't believe that they've actually done that. Just so as it don't offend the Muslims. I almost said something else there, but I didn't. Do you know what? I've taken offence to that. You know, that's
uh-huh.
disgraceful. Just proves a sort of country that we live in now. They're trying to dictate what we eat. Trying to say you're not allowed to eat any sort of pork things. That means if I got my bacon sandwiches and I've got them in my sandwich box, take them to work with me, that I'm not allowed to eat them because in case it offends the bloody Muslims. Well, stop
yeah.
the bloody Muslims. I'll eat what
I want.
You can tell me
yeah.
what to eat. Oh.
Poppy's put a link up in the chat room, and she thinks it's only an online shop, but I would hate to tell everybody this, but online shopping is the wave of the future. I believe Benetton started out as an online shop, and look how popular they are now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
whether or not it's only an online shop, that's neither here nor there. Just the fact that they have a company and an obligation to the public, but they would install this and instill this and insist upon this on their very employees is irrehensible.
It most certainly is. I mean, well, it is. I mean, I'm speechless, actually. You know, sometimes I've become speechless about things like that. But it doesn't surprise me of the political climate that we live in, that they would do anything, bend over, sideways, backwards, and do anything to appease these people. And that seems to be the case, doesn't it, Kel?
That's right. Yeah, I got this link from Creeping Sharia, and she's
yeah.
pretty darn credible.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So this is what I'm saying, guys. What we normally do is bring you stories that probably you wouldn't see. You know, you wouldn't see them in your local media or see them on the local press or anything like that simply because they don't like to talk about it, you know. But at least with us, with people like Poppy and people like Kel, we will bring these stories to the show, won't we, Kel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once again, thank you once again, Poppy, for that news article there.
Oh, and Poppy did us one more solid customer service. Yes, she posted an address for Boohoo. It's their customer service blog.
Oh, great.
Boohoo.com or 49-51 Dale Street, Manchester, M12HF. Write a letter, people. Write a little letter.
Yeah, there you go. It's there, guys. Just print it out and write a letter. Away you go. Yeah, make some complaints. That's what it's all about. And emails and this, that, and the other. It's amazing how people get pissed off with emails coming through. Doesn't it, Kel? But my goodness me. I'm just watching I'm watching a little bit of telly, and there's two ladies in bikinis, and it put me off what I was going to say. My apologies, guys. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, Kel. That's what, it's a caught it out of the corner of my eye. It's just they was having a shower.
You're watching television while doing the show, and at that, ladies in bikinis? Oh, my, Jeff.
Well, no. Well, I am, but...
Ooh, Jeff, you're a bad, bad boy.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. You know that one. I'm bad on our guys. But it made me... I still what I was going to say there, because I'm oh, my goodness, mate. Anyway. I forgot what I was going to say now, Kel. But that brightened my day up, you know. I've been feeling a bit poorly. Brightens your day up, doesn't it?
You little Lothario, you.
Well, those have got to be. Guys, if you've got Skype at all, you hooked up to Skype, if you click on the button there, right-click it, it will tell you what to do to come on the show. If you haven't got Skype, the number to call in, if you're outside the US, is 001-858-777-5934. I'll repeat, 001-858-777-5934. I know,
and Tom just gave us our BTR listener code today, and the BTR listener code for anybody outside of the United States is 024.
There you go, guys. Thank you very much, Tom, for that. I was wondering. We were just going to talk about something, wasn't we? One of your other articles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we got. Did you say we had two articles? Didn't we say we had? We was going to talk about this evening, Kel. Or have we done them?
Oh, is that my news from Canada?
Yes, news from Canada. That's what I meant to say. News from Canada. Da 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 da. News from Canada, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, with I thought Kel you Prince. Would find this. I thought your listeners would find this very, very interesting. Apparently, there is a woman, and she went into a barber. She wanted what they call a businessman's haircut. This happened just this week. She went into this barber shop, and she asked, "Do you do men's businessmen's haircuts?" And they said, "Well, yes, we do." I said, "Well, I would like my hair cut that way, please." And they refused because she's a woman, and the proprietors of the shop in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, they're Muslim.
Oh. Oh, my word. They refused to cut the hair.
Yeah. Omar, the owner of the barbershop, his name is Omar Marouk. He stopped her while she was describing exactly what she wanted, and apparently he just looked at her and said, "I can't do that. We don't cut women's hair here because it's against his religion to cut a woman's hair."
Well, I didn't know that. Well, I hope she made a complaint. That's a bit tricky.
Oh, yes. And this leads me up into the ta-da. She took them to the Human Rights Tribunal.
Bloody right.
Oh, it's funny how the wheels are turning, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if I'd have been that lady, I'd have been offended. I'd have been offended, and I would have wanted someone to do something about it. Refusing to cut my hair because of their religious beliefs or whatever. That's not good enough, is it, Kel? They're running a business.
Yeah.
You should put your religious stuff at the background.
In the West.
Yeah.
They're running a business in Toronto. A customer walks in, wants service, and she's refused because she's a woman and they're not allowed to touch her because she's not a relative.
This is going to be very interesting.
This is going to be very interesting if it gets to the Human Rights Tribunal. I'm going to love to see what happens with that.
Yeah, exactly. But if anybody wants to ring in about that, that lady who wanted to have her hair cut, a businessman's type of a style of haircut, and find that these Muslims that was running the shop refused to do her hair. Please call in. Please call in if you'd like a comment about what we've been talking about there. The number to call in, if you've got Skype, just right-click Skype, or if not, 001-858-777-5934. It's 001-858-777-5934. That could be interesting for people to call in. So I think if I was sitting sort of listening in to Blog Talk Radio and I heard that, I'd have to call in, Kel. I'd have to call in. So that's disgraceful. Do you know what I mean? That's bad. I hope something comes of it. I think maybe, I think probably something will come of it, because that is totally wrong. Totally wrong. You know, because they shouldn't refuse a lady or a gentleman to have their hair cut, should they?
No, absolutely not. And like I say, this is Canada. We have a charter of rights, and she cannot be denied service based on the fact that, merely based on the fact that she's a woman. Now, they're making a big deal out of the fact that she's also a lesbian, but the proprietors of the barber shop, they didn't know that. They didn't know she was a lesbian, so that's not the point of the article. That's not the point of the scenario to begin with. The point is that they saw her, she was a woman, and they refused her service.
Yeah, and that's before they even knew she was a lesbian. My goodness me.
No, they didn't know she was. No, they knew nothing of her sexual orientation. They just saw a woman and said, sorry.
Wouldn't it? That'd been a bit scary for her. She actually said, I'm a lesbian as well. My goodness me. Oh, dear. That could have been nasty. But it's wrong. It is wrong, and I hope she gets compensation out of it, because I would have felt really hurt by turning me away.
And of course, everybody knows how I feel about the human rights tribunals here in Canada. I cannot stand them. But of course, Jeff, we talk about this all the time, and we know how the Muslims totally take advantage of these tribunals.
Oh,
they
know
how to sign and Ezra Levant. But for once, like I say, the tables turned. Now they are subject as defendants towards the tribunal. If the case
it's nice
is going to be
the table change now and again, isn't it, Kel? It's nice to see that we're getting a couple of points back, because I think she's on a winner there. I think she's on a winner. They'll have to pay a compensation, or they'll probably close the shop down and bugger off back to where they come from. You know,
what they will do. If it does make it to the tribunal and the case is heard and they rule in this lady's favor, what they'll probably end up doing is just shutting down their shop.
Yeah, that's it. You've got it, Kel. You've got it. I think that's probably what they will do. I was thinking that as we was talking about it, they'll probably, if it's going against them, they will just shut the shop down and probably move out of the country. Yeah.
And just to let everybody know who cannot be in the chat room and listen in archive and cannot see the links, the woman's name is Faith McGregor, and this involves her, the Muslim barbers. It's called the Terminal Barbershop, and it is at the corner of Bay and Dundas Streets in Toronto, Ontario.
Mm.
Terminal Barbershop.
Well, thank you for that bit of insight into what's going on in Canada. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sometimes these stories jump out at you, don't they, Kel? They just jump out at you when you read it. Oh, my goodness me. But that's the state of affairs of today, guys, with this political correctness garbage and this, that and the other. I'm glad to see that lady, as you know, she had that common sense to take them to the tribunal. There was a what tribunal would they take it to? Kel, what's it come under? Well, anyway, she's taken to the tribunal, and there should be a case.
Yeah, the Human Rights Tribunal. Sorry,
that's
I was just reading a memo.
No,
okay. Okay, no, and you know, at the beginning of the show, when we were talking about near the top, when we were talking about the protests that these Muslims are planning. Well,
oh, yes.
This just in from Hidden British News. Apparently, hundreds of protesters, they have descended at the Israel embassy today in response to escalating violence in the Middle East. And Poppy just posted this as well. Now, police, they have cordoned off the westbound lane of High Street Kensington, where protesters were penned in after being removed from Palace Green in front of the embassy.
They got it all sussed out, didn't they? They knew it was going to try and do. So all they've done is just kettled them there, Kel. And hopefully it was raining. That'll dampen their spirits as well, wouldn't it? But we knew that it was going to be a protest, didn't we? Israel, well, you know what I'm going to say about Israel? About bloody time. About time. You know, they've been taking rockets coming over their borders for God knows how many days and months and years. Time for a bit of payback, isn't it? You know, they think they can get away with it, impunity, you know, and then, oh, look what they've done, they're crying the innocents. When they've been firing these bloody missiles over in Israel all the time. Just, it makes me so bloody angry, doesn't it? But
absolutely. And just to let you know, I'm speaking with Tom in the chat room, and he actually has something that he'd like to add about this woman's, the Human Rights Tribunal. So if you want to bring him back on, just for a sec.
Okay, Kel. Yes, I will do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
I just wanted to ask you, Kel, when this woman goes to the Human Rights Tribunal, could they class it as sexual orientation discrimination or racial hatred or actually as sexism?
No, actually, what I think it's going to be, the premise of the complaint is that it's a mere discrimination because she's a woman. I don't think her sexual orientation is really going to have a whole lot to do with it because, I say, they had no idea that she was a lesbian and she had no idea that they were Muslims.
Probably a good
until
idea
they told her
tell
no.
them then, isn't it?
Mm.
Otherwise,
yeah.
So much stick for that. Yeah, that's appalling,
that.
But
there you go.
That's
Israel.
What I mean.
This is real thing. 50 years they've had to put up with it. When they fight back, oh no, they're not having it, are they?
I'll tell you something. When I was a teenager, I was involved in a lot of sports. I was on my long-distance running team. I was on my town swim team. I wore my hair very, very short, very short. And just because a woman wants a very, very short haircut doesn't always mean that she's a lesbian.
But
that's what I'm saying. She probably was. And the thing is, too, if you go to a barbershop and you're getting a standard haircut, you're saving a lot more money as opposed to going to a woman's salon where you're paying twice as much here.
That's right. Yeah, it's very logical, isn't it? You know what I mean? I can see the reason where she comes from. Do you think, okay, but will save me a few quid? You know, men's haircuts are a lot cheaper than a lady's haircut, let's be honest. So, as you say, it's discrimination, isn't it? That's it. It's nothing. I mean, it's going to be true.
That's all it is base discrimination because she is a woman. End of story. Good on her. Good luck with her. I hope her case is heard. And if it's heard, she will not have to expense any out of pocket. However, these barbers, they will have to hire their lawyers and it will be out of pocket for them to defend their position.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they should have done first base. That's a workplace, and you can't bring religion in it for cutting people's hair. And I hope that's proved, the case is proved. If you're going to cut people's hair, whether it's male or female, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way the case is going to go towards, don't you think, Kel?
Well, we don't know. I mean, she's put an application in. We don't know when the case will actually be heard, if they accept the case at all.
Well, keep your ear to the ground, Kel, because that's a very interesting case. So,
like
that should be very interesting. Yeah. So, oh my goodness me, do you know, we are running close once again, aren't we, Kel? I just noticed the time. We're running to 10 tonight, aren't we? I know, we've done well tonight, and I thought for a minute I was going to drop off for a second. I didn't even drop my tea yet. It's cold again, Kel. Well, my light.
What you like.
I know. But what I'm going to do, well, I just had a quick cough break.
Jeff, very quickly,
just about,
Jewish Defence League are on the street.
Jewish Defence League on the street? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I've just gone to Facebook now. They've just put a picture on. They've got the flags out, Union Jack saying, Star of David, they've got Israel, wants peace, not terror. There's, judging by the picture, there's quite a lot of them. There's only three coppers with them.
Wow.
Excellent.
Well, that's good to see, isn't it, Kel?
And this was an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to see that, you know, there's some opposition to those rallies there. So, yeah, Tom, thanks, mate. Thank you for
that.
All right. Okay, buddy. What we'll do, because as I say, it's time's counting down a little bit. I'm going to play my favourite tune now, because I need to have a little bit of a cough. So, I'm playing Knights Templar, The Oath. I think we'll like this one. Shall I play this one, Kel? Yeah?
Yeah. It's right at the very top.
There it is. Got it. I can't remember where I put it. Here we go, guys. hearing it. About you, Kel. I never get tired of hearing
it. I never get tired of hearing it. That's one of my songs. Yeah. Well, you know, I was telling you that I have my favorite songs that I listen to, and I just want to get away from everything and relax and listen to my music. I put my headset on, and that's one of the songs I put on, and I blast it in my ear.
Yeah. It is very, you know, doesn't it? So I don't know if it was, if anybody else listened to it. It's a very spiritual, moving, powerful tune, isn't it, guys? It grabs you, doesn't
it? Yeah.
That's what I think about it, and especially when you read the words, the Templar's Oath, which is absolutely superb. It's about chivalry, isn't it, Kel? It really is.
It is.
About the good things to people. Honour and chivalry. That's why I like the tune so much, and very much that's why we play it.
Exactly. Hey, and I just wanted to let you and your listeners know, I was going to bring up some issues that were happening in Canada with Muslims and Remembrance Day, but I was just looking in the newspaper, and things are still developing about that, so maybe I'll save that for tomorrow.
Okay, Kel, so there's a few things happening in Canada about...
Yeah, there are still things undergoing, so I want to wait and see what happens and see if I have any further updates about what's going on with that, and I'll let everybody know tomorrow.
Okay, that's great. See, so stay tuned tomorrow, because Kel's probably got something to share with our listening audience and our people in the chat room there, haven't you, Kel? So,
yeah.
But there'll be more to the story for tomorrow evening. Also, I'd just like to say, we're starting to, you know, people's asking to extend the show, but I tell you what, guys, I would have extended the show, but tonight I'm not feeling 100%, so tonight I'm going to have to give it a miss. Sorry about that, Tom, and anybody else. But as I say, tomorrow, see how we go tomorrow. You know, we might have an extra half hour tomorrow, because I'll probably just go and get my head down after that show this evening. But I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank everybody who's listening to the East Anglian ZDL radio show this evening, wherever you might be. And don't forget, the counting should be taking part now, shouldn't it? They should be counting for the police commissioner's job should be up for count now. So we'll all be staying tuned to see exactly what the results are. That's what I said. If I'd have felt a bit better this evening, I would have probably stayed online. But, as I say, tonight, I ate myself, guys. And, just feeling a bit rough tonight. But I'm sure that it'll be out there ASAP on Facebook or something like that. Guarantee it. But for myself, I'd like to say for myself, Kel. Myself, Kel. Do you hear that? What am I like? Slap my legs, Kel. Myself, Jeff. My co-host, Kel, a.k.a. Red Fox, Poppy, Warrior Princess. Thank you all so much for listening to the show this evening. With that, let me play... what's going to play now? Oh, Kel, my goodness, I'm stuck now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, we have a brand new song, don't we?
Yes, can you see it? Yes.
Oh, I can't even remember what it's called. I'm such a bad, bad co-host.
Jam, isn't it? Jam. We're going underground.
The Jam, it's by The Jam. We have a couple of songs in here by The Jam, and I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah,
I know it's around
well.
Here somewhere. Okay. I've
it's
got The Jam.
Isn't it, Kel? It's worth it, though.
Oh, Going Underground.
There you go.
That's the song you want.
That's it.
Alrighty.
There you go, guys. Hope you enjoy this.
All right. And good night, everybody, and good night, Jeff.
Good night, guys. And I will say God bless and everything after the tunes play, Kel, like I know we do.
Oh, okay. Right you are.
Thank you.
My life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more. But I'm so happy, I can't see that kind of things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, than the mine. My new deal of sense was for Tommy's wife. Then the public gets what the public wants. Pleasure as I hate me, I've said enough already on my face. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green effects. Just 3 years of what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, don't place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. With the killing machines, with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Exactly where you are.
Yeah, there are gyms.
Yeah, if there's a YMCA or YWCA or something there.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't do anything too energetic these days. I should do my shoelaces up very slow pace these days, Kel.
Yeah, or you can sit, like Tom says, you can just fill the bath with the boiling hot water and just sit next to it with the steam.
Yeah. That's good for you, isn't it? Clears all the bronchial tubes and all that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we had a good night tonight, didn't we, Kel? I think we did all right tonight.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we had some good callers. That the first one, the troll. Well, you know, going to get them, aren't we?
Do you want me to edit that out? Or should we keep it?
Keep it. It's our first troll. You know, make themselves look. They only make themselves look idiots, didn't they?
Yeah, we just laughed.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying, you know, we're going to get them. So we can't pretend that it doesn't happen. I mean, it's the first one. I thought, ooh, my first troll. So, but the calls that we had was good, wasn't they?
Yeah.
So, and of course,
you know, with Jimmy when he called in about his housing situation. Thank goodness we got someone like Tom there, who's in that position to tell him what to do as well. But it does seem he's got a few problems. And I feel sorry for these people, Kel. Just wish you had a magic wand. You could give them all a home. It's so sad, you know. It's nice people, have to put up this crap, you know. Born in their own country and they're putting on the bloody, they can't even get a place. It's disgraceful. You know, it's upsetting, Kel. It is upsetting, you know. When you know there are good people out there. And, but there we go. You can only but pray for them, can't you? And hope that something comes their way, something better in their lives, didn't you? You know, bit of good luck is the word, isn't it? Bit of good luck.
Yeah.
Everybody's, it's nice to have a bit of, everybody's worth a bit of good luck now in the game, isn't it? But, But what I was going to say, great show this evening, Kel. I think we've done everything that we planned to do this evening. We got the Churchill clip in tonight, which I was quite pleased. That was, what a great clip that was.
It was a good one, huh? I really liked that when I came across that. I thought, wow, that encompasses everything. Like, that's definitely something that is so inspirational that people can listen to that all year round. And
yeah,
it was brilliant. Do you want to say goodnight to Tom before we wrap it up?
Yes, okay then. Yeah, let's bring it back in. Hang on. So,
Jeff,
you alright, son?
Tom,
good lad.
I'm still here.
Yeah, thanks for your little bit of information for young Jim for Jimmy
earlier.
Yeah, it's alright.
Appreciate it, brother. But yeah, we're just going to start wrap it up in a minute, mate. I told you, we'd have been extending it, but I'm feeling really quite poorly tonight, mate. So I'm probably going to. Going to see what happens with the result, the Luton commissioners thing. Is there anything on Facebook at all, Tom?
What's that?
Is there anything on Facebook at all?
Haven't seen anything just yet. But I'm keeping up to date with it.
Okay, bro.
See what comes up on the JDL page. Hey!
Well,
I can hear
your
brother crying.
Closed, 5 minutes ago. There you go.
So,
when do you think the results, the returns will be coming in, Tom and Jeff? When do you think the returns for the commissioner will be coming in?
I don't know. It depends. What time did they close the ballot boxes at? 10 o'clock.
Well, they've just shut the one opposite my house, so it must be 10 o'clock. Hey!
Yeah.
Okay, so it could take... you get cut pretty quick at counting, but I don't think we'll get any results through till about 11 o'clock onwards.
Well, apparently
yeah.
Where Kev's standing, they're not in the hundreds, they're in the tens. Oh, have you stopped crying now?
In the tens?
Yeah, I've just look on our Freedom page. Oh, Kel,
yeah.
Do you know about that? They're changing the name of British Freedom Party just to Freedom Party.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're saying, because me and Jeff were speaking to Dave the other night, they're saying that they might get a bit less stick because it's got British in it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I mean, we're all about freedom for the country anyway, aren't we? So it's the same thing, we're just taking the British out of it.
Freedom Party, really, if you look what Geert Wilder is, he's got the Freedom Party, so all that is doing is mirroring the same sort of thing as what Geert's done, isn't it, really? Let's be honest. Because he's an inspiration anyway with his party, isn't he? So, and I think they, Paul Weston and the other people thought that's the way to go. I was just a bit surprised about that, though, because people was thinking, we take British Freedom Party. But maybe you're right, Tom. Maybe that is the case, because you got, like, a BNP. If you take the British, at least it's just a Freedom Party. People are not going to look at you. They think of BNP, and they get confused. So I can understand the reasoning behind it as well.
Yeah,
so
when the British National Party was formed, because it had British in it, they got a lot of stick, and years and years ago, I used to think about starting my own political party. And there's a thing on that, eHow, and they say any party with the country's name in it could be deemed, it could be frowned upon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it, even the we're all nationalists through and through, aren't we, sir? I mean, if they take British out of it, I'm still a member of it.
Yeah.
got my card the other day.
There you go, sir.
I'm number 537. I'm a number.
You're a number.
You're a number. Well, you're not a number around here, thank goodness, see?
No.
Never.
Anyway, so, I'm going to probably close the show down in a second there, brother. But once again, thanks for calling in again tonight with a bit of information there.
Yeah, sweat those little buggers out.
And hopefully I'll feel a bit better tomorrow for tomorrow's show. So I felt bad all night. And I haven't even drank my... Kel, you know that cup of tea, mate? It's still sitting there.
Oh, it is it? Hmm. Can you at least make some dry toast? Put something in your belly?
No, I will tomorrow. I think if I do it now, I'll probably feel a bit sick. So if I do it tomorrow, it'd probably be better than it's giving me stomach a total rest. So, no, I'll be okay tomorrow. You know, it's just a horrible bug I've got, and it's just... It happens, doesn't it, guys, you know? But I'd like to thank all of our listeners who's listening, hear me moaning about my bloody man flu. What am I like, eh? What are we like, eh? Oh, hello, dear. But once again, I'd like to thank you all for listening to tonight's show. I hope you've enjoyed tonight. I hope we've presented you things that you might not have heard about before. We brought you some good points, some good news items that hopefully you might be able to tune in tomorrow night and maybe you want to call in. So please do, because that's what we're here for. So for myself, Jeff, and Kel, aka Red Fox, and we've got Tom here. Might as well say Tom as well, won't we, Kel? And for Thomas.
We're the legendary EGL.
No, I've bloody done it, Tom.
Shall we do my new chant before you go?
Oh, goody.
Give me an E.
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 Give me a D.
E.
E.
Give me an L.
L.
EDL.
E.
E. EDL.
EDL.
EDL. Give them hell.
I like that. I'm definitely giving that a Newcastle on the first.
I knew you'd like that, so. But, great show tonight, guys. I just wish I was feeling a little bit better. But, you know, we do get taken a bit poorly sometimes, don't we, guys? You know,
Don't you get your jabs?
I should have done, mate. I should have done it a couple of weeks ago, but I ain't had my jab, mate. They do it in the supermarket. I might pop into the supermarket. If I feel a bit better, I'm a bit shaky.
Yeah, you get your flu jabs now, don't you, if you're over 65?
Yeah, well, I'm not over 65, though, Tom. Bloody try to say I'm over 65. No,
Hey, you don't have to know that.
Yes, oh, I tell you what, I haven't had my winter allowance come through yet. When's that normally come through?
Oh, that should be soon. I know they were discussing that at a meeting today. They're doing it in all next week.
Yeah.
So you should
come under how your names are, like with my signature with an ending in them. Because I know my neighbour's mum got hers last week with the name of B. So it might go by the names, doesn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, it goes down alphabetically, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I haven't got it yet, so I'm expecting that to come through. Because it's, it helps the bloody, the cost of things, doesn't it? But so I thought I'd have a quick chat with you about that, Tom, anyway. But if it goes good enough, I'll just give him a ring, innit, mate, you know?
Yes.
But anyway, Tom, thanks once again for calling in tonight. Kel, thanks for being here and doing all the slides like you normally do.
Absolutely.
And the little articles that you bring in. Really appreciated. So we say thank you so much.
What I'm going to do is tonight I'm going to think of a little chant with East Anglian EDL radio showing it.
Good lad. Good lad. So anyway, mate, let's go. Let's take the kill. Take care.
Yes, you too. You'll get better, mate.
Thank you, brother. God bless you all. And not forgetting, this is from us all, no surrender.
No surrender.
No surrender. Ever.
Ever.
Good night. Good night, Tom. Good night, Kel. I'll speak to you soon.
Good night, gentlemen.
See you later, guys.
Night, guys.
See you later.